Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome in to the Inside Carolina podcast. This is an emergency commitment podcast of the Scoop. You're listening to the Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Ross Martin. This is Don Callahan, and George Pettaway has committed to North Carolina, so you get an emergency podcast. What's going on, Don?
Not too much. Just excited to talk about George Pettaway.
There we go. Let's get right into it, not waste any more of your time. George Pettaway, let me bring him up here. Sorry about that. Commits to North Carolina on Wednesday from Virginia, the 5'11", 190. 190-pound running back. He's ranked number 98 in the country, number 7 running back in the country, and number 4 player in Virginia. He's a 4-star, but kind of that top-tier, top 100 4-star. You know, all the signs indicated he wasn't committed to UNC, and he did, joining UNC's 2022 class. And he's now the second running back commit for the Tar Heels, joining Amarion Hampton. So UNC now has two high-level 4-star commitments. Don, your initial kind of thoughts on Pettaway committing to the Tar Heels?
Well, those who listen to the Scoop podcast regularly or read my stuff on Inside Carolina frequently know I'm a big fan of George Pettaway from both on the field and off the field. On the field, he's a dynamic offensive weapon, a danger to score whenever he touches the ball. He's a great as a receiver out of the backfield, or you can flank him out wide and he can run some routes. Off the field, this is a kid that despite all of his accomplishments, he has a chip on his shoulder. And that shows in every sort of setting. He takes every single drill during a camp setting, for example, and he performs in it as if it was a Super Bowl. Every single rep from start to finish. It's just amazing to kind of just watch him just work in just something that's as meaningless as a rep in a camp setting.
All right, we'll get into it more here. First, this is brought to you by Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. And, of course, Blue Shark Vodka, the sponsor of Inside Carolina Post Game Live, the smoothest vodka in the world. Okay, Don, let's get into his recruitment. He had tons of offers. He's a top recruit with, you know, national offers. How'd that kind of progress, you know, going back a year, year and a half ago to where we are now with committing to UNC?
So he, like a lot of guys, I guess, walked into June with a good amount of schools that he was interested in. And he ended up taking official visits to Penn State and Michigan. I think Penn State was a real threat early on and probably until they filled up and when they got two running back commits. But also there's other schools in there like Florida, Oregon, Virginia was in there at one point. Ultimately, about a month ago, he narrowed it down to UNC, Penn State, Florida, and Oregon. He had never visited Oregon, which makes it hard to kind of envisioning him choosing that school, considering it's on the opposite side of the country. Penn State, as I mentioned, filled up, so it was hard to see him going there. Florida definitely is in need of a running back and was recruiting him pretty hard, but outside of a June visit to his campus, wasn't getting a great feel. So this ultimately kind of set up as UNC's to lose for a while. You know, Dre Bly has done a fabulous job in the Tidewater area. George is a 757 recruit, so that obviously worked in UNC's favor. You know, he's close with a lot of the guys that UNC is recruiting, including a couple of their commits, works out with them, participated in 7-on-7s during the fall. Because
who is that? Which commitments?
Tayshaun Chapman and Taiwan Holloway. They had some 7-on-7 leagues going on during the fall because Virginia, like North Carolina, their high school season was delayed into the spring. So a lot of things were working in North Carolina's favor. Obviously, the proximity helped because he was able to visit Chapel Hill more than any other school, and actually made a game visit during the dead period last season.
Yeah, it seemed like North Carolina was always in there, and they never were out of it. And even from the beginning, maybe even going back to when the old running backs coach was recruiting him last year, it seemed like UNC was always there because of the proximity, because of the offense. Why do you think that was? Does UNC just get in early and just maintain good connections, or what kind of, I guess, drew Pettaway to UNC initially that maintained that relationship throughout the process?
Oh, I think Dre Bly. I mean, his name is just, I think you have to visit that area of the country to just know how well he's respected. There are practice fields named after him. Everybody in that community knows him. I mean, it's amazing how some of the parents of recruits played with Dre growing up. And he's just such a personal guy that, you know, he's not those standoffish NFL types. I mean, he's a guy who talks to everybody. So he knows everybody in the area, has family in the area. His sister teaches in the area. So I think just his presence really helped North Carolina. And as I mentioned, the proximity, it's easier to travel to North Carolina for, you know, a day, as opposed to driving all the way down to Gainesville.
Of course. And then why now? I read, I guess, Brian Jones' intro article earlier this week about the timing. But from your perspective, I mean, he waited a little bit longer than some recruits, but he's still announcing pretty early. Or I guess it's kind of normal. But what's your thoughts on the timing and why it lasted this long and why now?
Well, really, if you think about it, he probably, if you talk to people behind the scenes, they feel like this decision has been made for a while. Now, right, he might not have actually committed until recently, but UNC was kind of the decision. But George is a different cat. You know, he does things his own way. And I think the only person that could truly tell you why he chose now would be him. Now, the one thing I will say is that he's in this weird time in his football schedule where he actually has back-to-back bye weeks. So this falls right in the middle of that. I'm sure that played a little bit of a factor because he's announcing right after his practice on Wednesday. Or he announced right after his practice on Wednesday. I'm sure it made it easier for his coach to kind of okay that, knowing that they didn't just play an opponent and they weren't playing an opponent on Friday.
There you go. Running back George Pettaway, 5'11", 190, 2022 class, ranked 91 in the country. Number 7 running back, number 4 player in Virginia, commits to UNC. This doesn't move up UNC's class more in the rankings. I was looking at it earlier. They now have 14 commitments, and I believe are still ranked number 14 in the country. It does give them two of the top 150 ranked running backs. Or Amari Hampton is 146. So they have two running backs, both ranked in the top 150. We're going to get into more about George Pettaway as a player and analysis after the break. I want to talk to you about Giant T-shirt and GiantT-shirt.com, the one-stop shop for all your UNC apparel. And remember, for all those new listeners, Inside Carolina subscribers get 10% off their orders. They go to the premium message board, subscribe to Inside Carolina, and you can get all the good discounts from Johnny T-shirt, GiantT-shirt.com, right on Franklin Street and right online at GiantT-shirt.com. And our new sponsor, Blue Shark Vodka, the smoothest vodka in the world. Found in all 100 counties, North Carolina. I've been making some great cocktails with them. We want to thank Connor Barth and the people at Blue Shark Vodka for sponsoring this podcast. It's a local vodka based in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, and it uses sweet North Carolina corn in all their bottles here. So Blue Shark Vodka, I want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast and the Inside Carolina Post Game Live. Listen to that live after all UNC football games on Inside Carolina's Facebook and YouTube channels. All right, Donald, let's get into George Pettaway as a player. I've seen a couple clips, and he is just so dynamic. He's such that kind of scat back receiver, very quick, very elusive, very fast, just what UNC needs. You know, after seeing UNC's two games where they kind of lack that dynamic running back, getting a player like Pettaway along with Amarion Hampton is going to be a huge boost to that running back room. We'll get into that running back room in a moment, but what just – a little bit more about him as a player, what you've seen from him, what you think he'll bring to the UNC backfield.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, I mean, he's a guy who will be tremendous in the receiving game. He has a great pair of hands, runs great routes. He's super dangerous after the catch, which is to be expected. As a runner out of the backfield, he's more elusive than anything else. You know, he's going to make you look foolish with some good moves, but he also has great vision, can see the lanes, has great anticipation to see the path to the end zone before it fully develops.
Okay, great. Yeah, it checks all the boxes. I mean, he's an elite guy. Signing a top 100 player, it's not very often they do that. And for UNC to get two that are top 150 is pretty incredible haul for this class. Number seven running back in the country. So you're talking about, you know, getting a top 30 running back would be pretty good. UNC gets, you know, two that are top 10. Let's look at quickly here before we get out of here. Let's look at UNC's depth chart for the running back room. Just get some thoughts from myself and Don. Next year, they lose Ty Chandler, but Josh Henderson, this is as long as no one transfers, and I personally would expect at least one of these guys to transfer. You have Josh Henderson. I think he'll be a senior. DJ Jones and Elijah Green. Green has not played this year, and DJ Jones has been injured some of the games so far this year. They're going to be juniors. Caleb Hood and Kamara Edmonds will be sophomores. Remember, some of those guys get an extra year, but we're basing it kind of on just what they should be academically. So you insert George Pettaway and Amarion Hampton as freshmen. Don, when you read those names and kind of having covered each recruitment, how does George Pettaway stack up in terms of being able to play as a freshman in 2022?
I think it's going to be difficult to keep him off the field, to be completely honest, him and Hampton. You know, obviously Hood and DJ Jones will have an advantage because they've been in the offense for much longer, especially DJ Jones. It's really going to be interesting to see what they do. Cause right now, I guess it's like a three-headed monster, or I guess a two-headed, because
it's really Ty Chandler and Caleb Hood right now.
Yeah. Because DJ's, but do you expect DJ Jones to kind of make it a three-way kind of running back field for, once he gets healthy?
I think what we saw against Virginia Tech, they liked him in there. So I think when he's healthy, he'll play some. But Caleb Hood's right now the number two back.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, at least Hood and probably DJ Jones will have an advantage. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what UNC does. And a lot of it will depend on, you know, the development of Hampton and Pettaway.
Yeah, I think talent-wise, Hampton and Pettaway are probably going to come into that room as two of the more talented running backs UNC's had in the last 3 or 4 years, in terms of just new players, not including Javonte Williams and Michael Carter. But like you said, I think it's going to be hard to keep at least one of those guys off the field, considering what we've seen from what UNC has right now. I could see Pettaway being kind of a return guy, maybe. Is that a possibility? Kick returner, breakaway speed, that elusiveness, stepping in for Ty Chandler, who's a returning kicks right now for UNC. So
the name that he reminds me of, for those who are better, or I guess visually, is TJ Logan. I feel like they're very, very similar. And I mean, at Northern Guilford High School, TJ Logan was an absolute stud, led them to multiple state championships, broke a bunch of records. Pettaway has that same sort of skill set.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he just dominates high school games, just kind of seeing some of his film here. All right, that's about it. Let's just look at the class real quick. You know, it didn't have the in-state talent that the 2021 class has, but UNC's hitting on a lot of their major targets in-state and out-of-state. They land Travis Shaw. They landed George Pettaway today. So Pettaway's now the second highest-ranked player in the class. They went out and got Sebastian Cheeks, who's the third-ranked player in the class right now from Evanston, Illinois. And then in-state, Amarion Hampton, Malik Hamrick, and then some players who've been committed for a long time, Tyshawn Chapman, Tayon Holiday, and some other in-state guys. A lot of Virginia players. I think there's going to be more Virginia players than North Carolina players, which is pretty unique, but kind of shows that under Mack Brown, UNC is getting back into the Tidewater area with the help of Dre Bly, improving to be a very fruitful area for UNC recruiting. So UNC lands 2021 four-star running back, George Pettaway out of Suffolk, Virginia. Number 98 player in the country, number 7 running back, number 4 player in the state of Virginia. A huge recruiting win, beat out Penn State, Florida, Oregon, you know, a lot of other regional schools for the talent. So a very talented and electric and dynamic running back. Don, any closing thoughts?
No, you touched on everything. You did it perfectly.
All right, guys. We appreciate you listening to this emergency version of the Scoop Podcast brought to you by Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. And, of course, Blue Shark Vodka. I'm your host, Ross Martin, and this was Don Callahan. We appreciate you listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.